Okay, so where do you want to be this week? Where do you see yourself? What does it sound like?
Sarah Bowman Davila never thought she'd own her own business. The licensed clinical social worker had always worked for agencies, providing counseling to teenagers, women, and people with chemical dependencies and other issues. But an opportunity and a caring guide in her life changed things.
4 years ago now, when I started doing some independent contract work with a small private group, I had hoped that I would become more of a part business owner with that particular group, or at least learn more about the business.
She had a lot of questions about what that would involve. So she took a course offered by the Rochester, New York chapter of SCORE, a nationwide agency where volunteers provide mentoring and workshops. That's where she met Bob Zinnaker, who's been volunteering for SCORE for 25 years and has mentored more than 100 people. At first, she wanted Zinnaker to help her review the contract to make sure she was protecting herself. But then opportunity knocked again. A colleague had an office to rent, giving Bowman Davila the chance to open her own practice.
So I was torn, and one of the key things that Bob said to me at some point was, where do you see yourself in 5 years? Do you see yourself as an employee or a small businesswoman? And I liked the ring of the second one.
So Davila opened her own therapy practice, Joyful Living Center, 3 years ago.
I'd never dreamed that I would be doing that when I first went to SCORE and first met with Bob, but his encouragement and support just made that very clear that's where I wanted to move into.
Many successful business people credit their accomplishments to having a mentor, someone who served as a guide as they progressed in their careers. Richard DiMartino is director of the Simone Center for Student Innovation and Entrepreneurship and a professor in the Saunders College of Business at Rochester Institute of Technology. At the center, mentorship is considered so important. Students are linked with industry leaders who help them navigate the challenging world of entrepreneurship.
And they don't do it for me, and they don't do it for RIT. They do it to give back to the students because they want to help. They want to help. They want to help guide young, promising people in promising directions.
But not everybody has access to such advantages. What about the people who have big dreams but little support? Kevin Walker knows what that feels like. While he had a successful career as an executive in the energy industry, he knows that his life could have been dramatically different.
You know, I grew up a child of a single mom. She had me when she was 16. I had great love in my family. I was not lacking for that at all. What was missing was experiential, larger worldview kind of experiences, college experience. Nobody had ever been to college before me. I didn't have that network close by.
Mentorship changed the course his life would take.
If it hadn't been for those folks outside my network who were willing to mentor, coach, and advise, I would have had a very different trajectory in my life.
Walker says his personal life inspired him to create and co-found TurtleWise, an app that launched in March. Think of it, Walker says, as the Match.com of advice seeking. There are advice seekers, called explorers, and advice givers, called gurus.
We have a technology in the background that as you ask your question and you decide who your ideal advisor is, we go through our algorithm and we match you with that person.
He believes TurtleWise will provide essential guidance to an audience that may not be able to find it elsewhere.
And so what we're trying to do with TurtleWise is to create that kind of venue and opportunity for, I think, the thousands or hundreds of thousands who are in that same situation that I was, and to try to level the playing field.
While DiMartino still considers face-to-face mentoring relationships to be the best, he sees benefits to digital offerings. The most important thing, he says, is for someone seeking guidance to get it.
If they don't have a mentor and a role model, then I feel sad for them because that's so important. That's how you learn life.
In Rochester, I'm Denise Young for the Innovation Trail.